A shot at 15 comes to mind as one of the huge highlights of the day for you. Can you take us through that?
Yeah. It was, I think I had about 235 pin, was just a nice kind of hold 3-iron. And, yeah, I felt like I had a good number. And it's nice when I have a number where I want to cut it and the pin's on the right. And that was one of those instances. And so was able to hit a really nice shot in there pretty close to the pin and hold a putt.
The wind today has been a factor for everybody. Didn't seem to impair you a whole lot. How'd you deal with it?
it was pretty windy out there. Yeah, I just tried to do my best to execute. And, you know, Teddy, I think, did a really good job of getting most of the winds right for the day. And that's a pretty challenging task, I think, around this golf course, especially when the winds are up, just because you have so many trees that kind of block it. And when it's gusty, it can be really challenging and start blowing from directions where it's not quite supposed to at times. And, you know, that's another one of the challenges of playing this golf course. But, you know, I feel like we did a good job today of executing and putting ourselves in the right spots out there.
It's a big week next week. Has it made you do anything different this week, like to try to conserve, or do you approach this tournament because of that?
Not really. I mean, if anything, maybe my prep work last week would have been a little bit lighter than typically going into a week like this, but outside of that, no. As far as the tournament week goes, you know, I'm here to compete and play my best. You know, I'm not really focused on next week at the moment.
When was the last time you came off the golf course and looked at Teddy and said, "I really was off today"?
I don't know.
we're all in agreement. We're just.
I mean, I try to forget those days, and so I'm pretty fortunate right now that I can't really remember. The only one I can really remember was Saturday at the PGA, but that was another caddy, so we'll just, you know, we'll blame him for that.
Well, then we know why.
Potentially stupid, Scotty, because I didn't see it, but what'd you do on 5 today? You're in the fairway.
I'm in the fairway, and I had a clean golf ball, which makes the second shot significantly easier.
I saw the rest of it, but how did you get a clean golf ball?
I don't know, just blind luck.
Did you have any?
If I could figure out how to not get mud balls, I would do it.
It's kind of my question. Victor was talking about on some holes whether he would try and hit a knuckler to get it going forward, and at least maybe you can wipe the mud off or something like that.
Yeah, I mean that's a thought for sure. I've tried at times to even hit it lower, and hoping that it would not go as deep into the ground. And I mean I was still getting mud balls then, and so really I kind of just try to continue to execute the shots and take the bad breaks as I get them. And you know, like number 5 is a hole where you almost need spin off the tee just because the fairway is so narrow up there. And really, I'm trying to control my distance more than, you know, trying to hit it far. And so if I'm going to try and knuckle one, it would be me trying to hit it further. And on that specific hole, I'm kind of trying to keep the ball at a certain distance. And so really, I'm just trying to hit the appropriate shot to get the ball in play and, you know, hoping that I don't get mud on it.
Is golf easy for you right now, or is that not the
easy is definitely not the right word. You know, I feel like what I love about this game is how difficult it is. You know, I love coming out here and competing against the best players in the world on the best golf courses, and this is obviously a pretty challenging track. And you know, I love kind of I really just love competing out here, and I don't really think about whether or not it's easy or hard. And some days I play good, and some days I don't. And outside of that, you know, I'm just out here trying to compete.
How would you describe it then? Uncomplicated, or?
I mean, sometimes it feels really good, and then sometimes it doesn't feel as good. And I don't really know how to describe it other than that. I'm going to try not to really think about it too much, to be honest with you.
Scotty, a famous, well-known sports psychologist, Ken Revisit, used to say, you know, trying to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Would you describe it sort of like that?
I think there's definitely something to that. I think, you know, being out here in the arena and competing, you know, with cameras and fans and people watching you and stuff like that can be a little bit unsettling for people. And so, yeah, I think the nerves are kind of a sign that you care. And so when you come out here and I'm nervous standing on the first tee, it's because I'm prepared to play well. And, you know, that's what I want to do when I show up to the golf course. And so, you know, I always remind myself about my preparation when I get on the first tee and then do my best to compete after that.
And one more, Scotty, from someone your age, and there's a lot of great players in your age group, but what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Payne Stewart?
The first thing that comes to mind is either his putt there at Pinehurst, and then, you know, the Payne Stewart Award is something I always try to go to at Eastlake, and so, you know, his legacy and seeing his family there each year is always really special, and, you know, he did a lot for the communities that we play in across the country, and he was, you know, really an inspirational guy that I look up to as a player just because of the impact he was able to have off the course as well.
You don't remember the putt, I take it?
No, I said that. What do you mean?
I remember watching it.
I remember watching it on YouTube and some commercials. But yes, no, I do not remember where I was at the moment.
2-year-old.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all. Thanks,